Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Built Like This podcast. I'm your host, Maxine, and we're on episode 308. Hello. Yes, we're back on video. Hi, hi, hi. Shout out to my braids. Let's just take a moment and talk about them. So initially, I was like, I don't know if I like it. I want to get it removed or whatnot. I don't know. I think you know how you have a vision in your head, and then when it comes out, it's like, oh, this wasn't what I thought. But it's been growing on me. I do like it. And yeah, I do like it. I think lesson learned is, I think for me, I think I want to just continue doing ombre. If I were to do anything else other than just all black braids, I think I'll just do ombre, because I've done ombre before and I really like it. I feel like with the offset of the black goddess braids part, and I don't know, I literally told them what to do and they did it. And I just like, oh, this is not what I saw on TV. But I still look good. Shout out to Whitney Houston or Savannah from Waiting to Exhale. Anyway, shout out to you all. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Do me a favor, go ahead and like this video on YouTube. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, the notification bell, the follow and subscribe button on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, the whole nine yards. So I'm thanking you right now in advance. And shout out to all of my recent subscribers. I am so grateful for your subscription and your support. You know, support looks like a number of different things for this podcast. So whether you are telling a friend to check me out, or you're subscribed, you leave a positive review, you leave a comment, however you are engaged productively, I so appreciate it. That is your way of supporting this independent podcast. And shout out to my employee for doing his job as well. He does the shorts. Shout out to Nigeria. Okay, let's move forward. So and he's probably happy that I'm back on video, because I probably was giving him a little maybe hell, like, oh, figure out the pictures and put it together with the topics that I talk about. Anyway, last episode I talked about this fast that I've been saying I'm doing, and I have been doing it. One thing about me is I don't like restrictions, or I don't like to feel regimented. As much as I do appreciate a schedule, when it comes to like my personal stuff, like, you know, body or feeding my body, I just find it so restrictive to think about it like that. So I've been doing things day by day. I have been giving myself allowances to, oh, it's a Friday, let's have this sweet. Maybe I'm not all the way. I'm just trying not to be as strict as I started off, because I feel like that it's not the best mindset to approach this lifestyle change I'm trying to pursue. I'm also embracing that I'm just in a body that is more womanly now. I am a bit more curvaceous, and I had to increase the size of my panties. Like, it's just a lot. But, you know, I'm still tight and right in the right places, and I'm glad. But yeah, I'm going to continue to just pursue this fitness goal that I have for myself while giving myself grace. And I've been upping my workout regimen by just really committing to the workout that I have scheduled via ClassPass. Now, this is not sponsored, but hey, maybe this is my way of putting out feelers. ClassPass is a great app where you can sign up for a set amount of credits, and you have access to a diverse amount of different fitness classes. And what I've been doing is this class called RIDE, which is a cycle class. And that's been really fun. I love energetic, hyper, just fun things to do. Because I'm an adrenaline junkie. So that has been really fun. I've been going with my friends, with my girlfriends, and we've been having a time. So with that, you have only a 15-hour window to cancel a class. Like, you know, sometimes when you book a class or you say, oh, I'm going to go to the gym, and you book a class, and then it's like an hour before the class begins and you're just, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to, it's been a long day at work. You have all the excuses to not want to go. And many times we don't go. You know, just I'm saying we has a plural. But with ClassPass, you get penalized if you don't go when you say you're supposed to go. And if you cancel within a certain time frame. So we have a 15 or 12 hour window to cancel. And if you cancel within that time frame, you get charged. And I know it's probably, just $14 or $28, but I don't care. That $14 needs to stay in my account, remain in my account. And so that has been definitely a motivator. I am just trying to rack up some more credits, and that is a financial commitment. But I think with that, it can motivate me more to just continue to be active. And I enjoy it. I do enjoy it. So it's fun. Okay, I'm just trying to fix my hair real quick. Okay, let's talk about fun. Aoki Simmons is like her mother. Yes. Aoki Simmons is acting like just her mama. Like mama, like data. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And if you are watching on YouTube, you are seeing what I am presenting. And those who are not watching, you can take this opportunity to go on YouTube and see what I'm showing. So Aoki Lee Simmons is the 21-year-old daughter of Kamora Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons, who is now living in Bali, hiding from any possible charges placed against him, because he was one of the many people in Hollywood called out for allegedly Me Tooing several women. There's even a documentary of him, of a woman calling him out and describing all of the instances in which she was allegedly SA'd by him. And by SA, you know what I mean. So here we have, okay, Sydney, this is the image. So take a look at this image here. You see Aoki Lee Simmons. She is a 21-year-old prepubescent young woman. Okay. And by prepubescent, I mean, I'm not trying to body shame her. I'm not. Because at one point in my life, I was this skinny. Probably at her age too. Actually, no. I started growing into my curves my junior year of college. And that was probably like the year after I had sex the first time. So yeah, I didn't lose my virginity until my sophomore year of college. And didn't recommend. I don't recommend. 10 out of 10, don't recommend. not with that guy. Not with that cute dog. Oh, fuck. let's move on. Anyway, so you see this image here. If you are taking a look at this video, you see her smooching this 71-year-old white man named Vittorio Asaf. I don't know if he's French or what, but they are smooching. There's another picture of her kissing him. Well, you know, both of them kissing each other. And it's, you know, it's a peck. It's kind of like, kissing that uncle in your family who's just always wanting to be greeted. I have an uncle in my family just like this. Child, let me not. And he's low-key not even an uncle, like, by blood. He's just a close friend of my father's, and they just, like, grew up together. And over the years, they've always maintained a relationship. So he will always be like, oh, Maxine, where's my hug? It's like, sir, can you find a wife and hug her? Can you find a wife and hug her instead? My God, today. Okay. Anyway, shout out to Haitian uncles. Okay, so here we have her, like, performing for him. She is laying, well, she's on her knees. They're at a beach. I don't know where they are in the world. Oh, no, they're in St. Bart. So... Oh, Lord. They're in St. Bart's. So this kind of explains why she is with him. But they're in St. Bart's. She is on her knees, looking like she's about to flip her swim bra above her breast so she could give him a little show. I'm sure he's used to this. I'm sure he's seen her body naked. So this is nothing new. And he has his flip phone out. I'm sure it's an iPhone. I don't think it's a flip phone. He has his phone out, snapping a photo and a video probably as well. And they're just having a time. They are having a time. And I just think, you know, she's 21. Did I say his age? I think I said 70 something. He's actually 65. This is a 34-year-old difference. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. 44. Yeah, 44-year difference. Wow. Love is love. Okay. No, look. I was watching a video the other day, and the guy was like, he was trying to paint the narrative that she may be in this sex trafficking situation, and there's a link to Diddy here. And look, I'm not here to refute that. That could very well be true. But what is also true, what is actually true that we know for certain, is when she was online calling out her daddy. Now, look, Russell Simmons has done some nasty, okay? He has been accused of some heinous acts, which is why he has fled America, okay? So I am not trying to cape for him. But what I don't like to see is when children are outright disrespecting their parents. Yeah, this is the same Maxine who has done this years ago when I too was 21, 18, 19, 20, when I was very young. But I know firsthand it doesn't feel good. It's never in your favor to disrespect your parents. Never in your favor. It's actually a spiritual disconnect. There's an actual term for it, but you could actually put yourself in a spiritual blockage when you are disrespecting the very people who brought you into this world. And I know some of you may not believe that or think I'm going too deep with it, but it is that deep. Everything is that deep. And one may think, well, what if your parents did heinous things? Yeah, I get why you may feel that way, but still, let whatever happens to them, for whatever they may have done to you that was evil, let whatever happened to them happen to them. Don't still disrespect your parents. I don't know. I just know that when I did it, and even though I felt so justified and I felt that it was warranted to disrespect my parents, it never felt right. I never felt good about it. Like, I never felt like, oh, I did a good deed today. No, you just don't, you're not supposed to do that. Like, literally, it's not the natural order of things. Anyway, so remember when she was online disrespecting her dad, calling him all kinds of names, and just calling him ain't shit because apparently he was no longer funding her lifestyle. And at this time, though she was a student at Harvard, she was still, like, dependent on her dad to, like, pay for her. And I'm not trying to say, like, he shouldn't, because when I was in college, obviously I was still getting paid for by my, if that sounds right. But you know what I mean? Like, you're not an adult yet. The understanding was that she wasn't getting paid enough. She was apparently stranded in some, I think in Miami, and Russell Simmons never paid the child support for that month. And because of that, she was stranded. And I'm just like, aren't you a Simmons? What do you mean? What do you mean you were stranded? It doesn't make any sense to me. I just feel like people like her, you know, those who grew up in a very luxurious lifestyle are so spoiled. They really believe that the world is at their feet. And no, you have to be more mindful of your spending habits, regardless of how old you are, regardless of who's your father and your mother. And Russell Simmons was saying he has been paying her, or he has been doing his part as a father, but her mother is not doing her part. Her mother is actually not distributing the funds appropriately, which is why her daughter, Aoki, their daughter, is kissing the 65-year-old. So anyway, I bring that up because this is not, I don't believe this is a case of being, you know, coerced. Let's say that. I don't think this is a case. I think this is just a young girl who sees an opportunity in this 65-year-old man. That's what I see. I see when she looks at Vittorio Asaf, she sees St. Bart's. She sees Nigeria, Kenya, Lagos, like, she sees travel. She sees exploring the world. That's what she sees. She sees an opportunity. And if that opportunity means I have to smooch you on the beach of St. Bart's just to be in St. Bart's, she's going to smooch him. If that means that I have to dance for you, do a little number. I'm going to do a little number. So I refuse to believe she is this, oh, she doesn't know what to do. Oh, no. I'm being trapped. Like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. And this, let me go ahead and play something else. Let me show something else. Because, again, some of these women out here, they do whatever they need to do to get whatever they want. So I'm going to go ahead and play this clip of her apparently in St. Bart's. So I think this is the same trip at the same time. She decides to go on Instagram Live. And she's talking to herself in the phone, or to the phone. She's not showing his face. She then tells him, oh, do you want to share anonymously your favorite part of the trip? And you notice how she says anonymously? So she doesn't want it to be known that she's dating this man. yet she calls him her boyfriend. So she's giving him that title. But I feel like they know what's up. She's available whenever he wants her to be available. And because of that, they have these transactions. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a look at this video. And I want you to tell me what you think is going on. Okay, because she is not this, this distressed woman who's forced to be with this man. No, she knows what she's doing. Do you know who her mother is? Kamora Lee Simmons got with Russell Simmons when she was barely pushing 16. And Russell was already in his mid-30s, if not already 40s. This man was grown. Kamora Lee knew what she was doing. And then Kamora want to come out talking about, I was too young when he dated me. He groomed me. Painting this narrative as if Russell Simmons, again, I still believe that Russell Simmons has had moments in his past in which he probably wasn't the safest to be around. Let's just say that. But I don't think every woman who is presenting this narrative, let me be very specific. I don't think Kamora was this victim. I don't think Kamora Lee Simmons was this damsel who was taken and held in a room and locked up and was only released whenever he wanted his dick sucked. No, I don't think that happened. I don't think that happened. I think she knew what he was. She knew that he was this thriving and already ultra successful producer. What is it? Content creator, whatever he was back then. This hip hop pioneer, along with his brother. She knew who he was. He's a mother Simmons. He's respected, at least at the time. So she knew who he was. She saw him as a come up. And so what? I'm 16, I'm 17, I'm 14. Oh, I'm a get with this come up. I'm going to lock it down. Her daughter's doing the same thing. Aoki Lee knows what's going on.
Last day in St. Bart's. I'm so sad, but I'm very sad, very happy. And when I return home, everybody who knows me will be getting a happier, more chilled out version of me. My boyfriend is checking in.
My boyfriend.
I don't know why we're checking in events like this. Probably because I always miss flights. I should just.
Now she sounds so dumb. Like, girl, have you been traveled? Have you traveled anywhere? She says she doesn't know why he's checking us in advance. You don't know you could do that? You don't know you could check in earlier? You don't know you could check in, have them hold your bags while you two could go on your excursions, and by the time you return, your room already has your bags? And you can just chill. You didn't know that? You could just go straight to your room. There's such a thing as pre-check-ins. There's such a thing as getting the ball rolling. And like, what are we talking about? I don't know why she sounds so dumb. But it's just so wild because it's like, okay, one could paint to ask, she's just 21 years old. She doesn't know any better. No. She grew up in this lifestyle. I'm sure she's traveled before. I'm sure she's been out of the country before. I'm sure she's checked in different areas before. She doesn't know how a check-in process work. Girl, she's wasted.
Crepe?
So now see how she's talking to him. So she's saying crepe, you know, the wannabe pancake. I don't know why people like crepes. It looks dumb. I think it just looks good for the aesthetic. But like, what is it? Is it a pancake or is it not? Is it a pancake? But anyway, so she's asking him crepe. So we could make the assumption that she wanted crepe right before. he got out the car. But if that was the case, then why is she so concerned about the whole check-in process? I don't know. It just, she just sounds weird. She sounds so off. That's the only thing she says. Creep, creep. So that makes me think, especially because of how he responds, it makes me wonder, does he speak English well? Like, is he fluent in English? I don't know. Crepe. So now she's repeating crepe. Crepe, crepe. Girl, are you on drugs? It's wild. She looks so off-putting and dumb. Or a stupid-ass face. I never liked her. I don't even know her. But out of her and her sister, I just thought she was a stupid-looking one. Just look dumb in her, like, boo, boo, like, goofy.
Oh, I thought you were saying no.
No, I couldn't, because I don't have my green card.
So you hear that? So he obviously is not a U.S. citizen. He talks about having a green card or not having it at this time. So that was why he was unable to check them in. You know what I wonder? I wonder when hotel staff members, when they check their guests in and they see guests who look odd together. You know, you see this 65-year-old man with a visibly 21-year-old woman. It's like, I wonder what they think. Do they think to themselves, is this a trafficking situation? Should we call the cops? Ma'am, are you okay? Blink twice if you need help. Or do they just mind their business? Or do they assume that, oh, that's a man and his granddaughter? I don't know. But I do wonder that, like, how, like, do you think about any of that?
I'm making my final same bars video. Aww. Would you like to share your favorite thing about the trip anonymously?
So see how she made that point? Make sure you say this anonymously. So she probably doesn't want anyone else to know that this is the man who she is spending time with in order to be at St. Bart's, because obviously she cannot afford it on her own. According to the video that she posted months ago, blasting her dad for not paying her. She ain't got no money, nor does Kamora Lee Simmons. That's why she keeps dating and having babies with men who are seemingly successful. But come to find out, her previous baby daddy, her latest one, wasn't he found guilty for fraudulent charges? Like, his money wasn't real money. He was frauding people. Just all frauds.
You said me.
You
want me to open the drink?
You don't know if she looks at me like that.
Baby, you're on. Shush.
Huh?
Shush. I'm making this video. Baby, do you want to go to Kenya?
Kenya?
Someone has invited us to Kenya.
Whoa!
An arrangement means they both understand what this is. They both understand that this relationship is more than I could do for you and what you can do for me. That's what it is. That's what it is. So that's what it is. I'm trying to figure out how to get this line. There we go. Okay, so mother like daughter. I, of course, find this disturbing. I don't condone this, but I don't find it to be something where she's victim or, you know, she's put in a situation where she is forced to be with him. No, I think she's someone who would do anything to stay in luxury. to be invited to experience luxurious things. And because her father, Russell Simmons, can't fund her lifestyle, she will find the next best thing. And that's this 65-year-old French man with a pot belly. Crepe. Crepe. Crepe me down, Aoki. Ciao. Okay, let's talk about J-Lo. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. So J-Lo is being blasted for not really being Jenny from the block. Is J-Lo not Jenny from the Bronx? From the block? From the Bronx? So apparently, she is getting blasted for being disingenuous, for presenting this like hard upbringing, when in all actuality, there are a few classmates of hers who went to school with her in her elementary years at a private school. They're saying she actually is not this like hard rocks type of lifestyle upbringing that she has been presenting. Like, cut it out. That's what a lot of her former classmates allegedly, I'm assuming that they are, but you know, you gotta put the alleged just in case. That's what a lot of them are saying to be the case, that she is actually a liar. And she's getting a lot of flack for that. There is an example of her at a bodega. And you know, if you're from New York, you know what a bodega is. It's basically a corner store. In Boston, we don't call it bodegas. We call it corner stores. Corner store. And so she visited a bodega in New York, and she's trying to make it seem like she always goes to this bodega, or she knows how it's been going to bodegas. So she went to this bodega and she makes an order, and she's like, you know, if you know, you know. Let me see if I can find what order. Bodega order from J-Lo. It was so funny. So she was like, oh, this is what she says. So she says verbatim. Sorry, my nose is itchy. I don't know why. If you're watching, I promise you I don't do crack. I promise you. I don't know if anyone else gets this, but if you talk too much and your nose starts to itch, what's that about? Is that some type of superstition, something? Anyway, so her order is, quote, a ham and cheese on a roll with an orange drink. If you know, you know. And a small bag of chips, she says. And a lot of people are expressing their qualms or confusion about her bodega request. Some people feel pretty confused about what exactly the orange drink is. Like, is the orange drink just an orange juice? Is it an orange soda? Are you drinking Fanta? Like, what are you talking about? If you know, you know. And some of these creators think that when you go to the Bronx bodegas, take stock of all the orange colored drinks available and try to guess which one the superstar was going on about. Who knows? So people are questioning, did she mean the Sunny D? Remember Sunny D? Oh, child. All that sugar. Who knew? I guess we did know, but it just was so advertised to us like, oh, it's orange juice, is healthy. Yeah, not all orange juice. Sunkissed, a quarter juice. You know, it's funny, depending on where you grew up, people call it differently. I know in Boston, we called it teenies. Can you get me a teeny? So we call it teenies there. But yeah, other areas, they call it differently. They call it quarter juice. There's another name they call it, but I forget. Anyway, so someone says she thinks she's a Tropicana girly. From what I remember, the drink costs more than all the other drinks, and her family had money. That's what someone hypothesized. or no, someone hypothesized that she is a Tropicana girly because J-Lo grew up in, yeah, though she grew up in the Bronx, she still went to a private school growing up and basically tearing down this image of her being raised from nothing and making nothing out of something. No, making something out of nothing. But shout out to J-Lo. Anyway, so she has a new documentary, or it's like a movie documentary that she has out called This Is Me Now. I haven't watched it. I don't know if I will. But she is, it's like a scripted reality rom-com. Speaking of that, this is rom-com that's a scripted reality. It's pretty interesting. I watched the first season of it, but I haven't watched the new season, season two. I think I want to check it out. I just keep forgetting about it. But it's on Roku, actually. So shout out to Roku. But it's, I know Reese Witherspoon has partnered with Roku and with her company called Hello Sunshine. And she's just been doing really great content. I'm inspired by her work. Anyway, so she is, what was I talking about? So yeah, J-Lo is being called out for not really being Jenny from the Block, and to cut that shit out. We're tired of you lying. You're being disingenuous. I want to go ahead and play this clip from a YouTuber called Spill Sesh. Let me just change a few settings. I'm not trying to get copyrighted. Let's see if I could change that. There we go. Let's do 1.25. All right, take a listen. This is too long. So anyway, there we have it. J-Lo may be a fraud. Okay, I want to shout out this water. I've been drinking coconut water periodically, and it's a game changer. It hydrates you. It is tasty. If you want a little difference, little razzle dazzle in your water, drink some coconut water. And this actually has fresh squeezed pineapple in it. I mean, is this not an ad or what? Okay, let's move on. Next topic. Okay, Rebel Wilson decided to share with us that she lost her virginity at 35 years old. I'm exhausted, y'all. I'm exhausted. Now I'm waiting for Yvonne Orgy to tell us that she too has finally lost her virginity at her big age. Yvonne Orgy again is 40 years old, and she has campaigned how she is saving herself until marriage. Rebel Wilson, on the other hand, I don't think she's like doing that. I don't think she did that. I just think, well, let me go ahead and play this clip. I'm not gonna show the video because again, I want to be mindful of any copyright situations. So I'm going to play the audio and then we'll go from there. But she talks about her losing her virginity and she's 35 years old. All right, get to it. And now, look, I know you guys are hearing this, but if you want to just look her up real quick, you'll see that she started off as a very heavier set woman. And her roles in the movies that she played in were of this, like, funny, snarky, ooh, little inappropriate, heavy girl, fat girl in the movie. Now that she has lost some weight, she has wondered publicly whether her fans will still accept her or, you know, if opportunities will still come her way. So she definitely does look different. So just in case you are wondering, dang, who is this person? Yeah, she looks different. And go ahead and just Google that if you're interested. But yeah, so she talks about how she's 35 years old. She loses her virginity. I don't know how old is she at this time in this video doing this interview. But let's see why it took her as long as it did. Okay, so she doesn't tell us why, which is probably a nod for us to get her book. I won't, because I don't really care to find out more. But I do find that to be interesting. I think, you know, look, again, it's your body, your choice, yada, yada, yada. I just find it annoying. Let's just say that. I just find it annoying. Particularly with like a woman like Yvonne Orji, bringing it back to her, who would campaign about not having sex until she's married. And I say it's annoying because, yes, it's her body, it's her choice, she's free to do whatever. What is my opinion? This is nothing. Like, I'm just sharing my thoughts as we all do. But it's annoying because, what are you doing? Hello? Huh? What's going on? But what's happening right now? I just feel like it's just, I think you're psyching yourself out. I think because I grew up in a Christian household and a, you know, had a Christian upbringing in which actual conversations about sex and pleasure were forbidden. And this idea of even being sexual beings weren't even, like, that wasn't even registered. And I think we're doing ourselves a disservice when we deny our sexuality, when we deny our sexual needs. And I'm not saying be a savage out here and fuck whomever, whenever, however, wherever. No, have some decorum for sure. Definitely have some decorum. But I think this idea of waiting until marriage is just such a fairy tale aspiration, and you're psyching yourself out for this make-believe world. You know, you're psyching yourself out to be with someone who is like this perfect, God-made, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, girl, what? What happened to Megan Good and Devon Franklin? They waited until marriage. And what happened? Now she's with Jonathan Majors. Hello? Is the mic on? Oh, but they waited till marriage. They had a divorce. They had a divorce. Like, I'm just so sick of it. And I just want us to do better. I think a lot of us have been so conditioned with this puritanistic lifestyle, thinking that if we do it one particular way, that everything will be granted to us and we will have this perfect life and yada, yada, yada. This is a lie. Go have sex right now. Go find some consensual pleasure right now. Man, what's happening? I just find that to be very unfortunate and sad. I find it to be sad. I do find it, because I do remember her being in a Yvonne Orji. I'm still talking about Yvonne Orji, by the way. I do remember Yvonne Orji being in a relationship with that another African. He was the sports guy. He did some commentary, and then he ended up doing like this woke type of podcast that was only for like a season long. Can we talk about podcasts for a second? A lot of these podcasts out here are doing seasonal podcasts. This is season 21 of podcasts. Like, what are you talking about? That's not a podcast. If you're going to do it, do it. You know, if you're going to, sorry, my nose is freaking itching me. If you're going to do it, do it. Anyway, Yvonne, just do it. Like, cut it out. Like, stop. Just, like, lay down the pressure. Lay down the burden that you're putting on yourself. It's like, stop. Like, things are not fairy tale. And I feel like I sound so jaded. I know I'm coming off like that. And maybe I am, but I'm just a realist. I don't think, and I'm just saying this from experience and from seeing things with my own two eyes in my real life and in what I see in this media. Okay? Nothing is guaranteed. Do your best, hope for the best, but this idea of, oh, I'm gonna wait until marriage and then my marriage will be blessed, it won't. I'm here to tell you, it's a lie. Stop psyching yourself out. You are just setting yourself up for disaster. Okay? So, God bless. Okay, that's, speaking of God, I'm so sick of this pastor. Pastor Mike Todd. So, Pastor Mike Todd is a messy, messy man. Messy boots. He has a lot of feminine energy to him. Like, he's very shady. His mannerisms, his body language, his body period. Like, he's just off-putting. He doesn't come off like a man should with that masculinity. He lacks that. He is a father. He's a husband. He has like 5-6 kids. So, I mean, he's fucking. But I don't know. Something about him just rubs me the wrong way. He has been gone. Like, he has been viral for quite some time. You guys remember? I don't remember if I played it on here because it was probably just that gross. But I definitely watched it because it came across my timeline of him preaching. And with his preaches, he likes to be theatrical. He likes to show you rather than just preach to you. So I forget what was the point of this preach. Like, what was like the objective here? Was it to have more faith? Was it to, you know, have faith the size of a mustard seed? Like, what was the objective with this preach? Because his theatrics overrode the actual spiritual part of it all, the Jesus part of it all. In this preach, he actually spits in his hand and places that hand on another person, a human being, a man, to demonstrate something. Apparently, since that took place, sorry, my dog. Apparently, since that took place, I think the person who was the one who got spat at, he decided to leave the church. He decided to leave the church. And The pastor did not like that at all. So I'm going to go ahead and play this video of Mike Todd, Pastor Mike Todd, sharing his disappointment.
Another staff member just left, and all they said was it's because God called them somewhere else. After 6 years, you can't even tell me the real reason, but you do subliminal Instagram posts. Another staff.
What I don't like about that is you hear the background, the congregation talking about right. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the problem. That's how you have some people doing dirty things in the pulpit, whether these things are criminal or gross or just incongruent to your standing as a pastor. You have these blind believers, these blind followers who will still ride for you and just look like a damn fool the whole time.
Screenshot with some of my brothers earlier today that I cannot repeat on this telecast. But people basically had written off every good thing that I'd ever done because of one thing that wasn't a sin. It was just gross.
And again, he's referring to when he spat in his hand and placed that same hand with the spit on it onto a whole other human being, a whole grown ass human being, who I don't know if he knew in advance that he was going to do that and he willingly signed up for it, or if he, you know, was caught off guard like everyone else was.
This is disgusting. But I can think of a lot of other things y'all do with spit too. Anyway.
Like what? What? You are a whole pastor at the pulpit talking about you. Oh, he can name other things that we do with spit. Man, if you don't get out of people's bedrooms, and how would you even know that, fool? Huh? That means you're doing the same thing. That means you know exactly what people do with spit. So, like, you're shaming people for what they decide to do sexually in their own homes. Let's say if there's a, let's keep it in the marriage circuit, right? Because we want to only uphold sex and marriage coming from a pastor, right? I'm assuming that that's his take, right? I would think so. So you have a married couple having sexual encounters with each other, and in doing so, they decide to wherever they like to at, right on those lips or right on that dick. So what? It's a husband and a wife. So why are you now shaming? Why are you shaming the act? Why are you having this shady moment to do what? To out people for using spit? Ooh, it's a context to it. No one even likes, I hate even looking at people spit outside. And you know, whenever I happen to look up, like even like when I'm like people watching, I have a problem with that. I think I do have a staring problem. I've always had a staring problem. I remember being younger and I would stare at the adults just like around me, whether at my church or adults that would come to my home. I would just stare. And I would stare too long where it's like, okay, hello, are you going to say something? For like, I would stare before I would greet the adult. So I definitely recognize that I have a staring problem. And I hate when I look up at people or look at, you know, when I'm looking up from looking down on my phone or just looking down at the grass, whatever. And I see people just spit a big one right on the ground, right in the grass, just like, oh, God. Now imagine a pastor spitting on his hand and wiping that spit on, like, what? There was one time someone who I was intimate with spat on me. And I was like, nigga, don't you ever in your life do that shit again. Because what the fuck are you doing? This is not sexy. I don't know what porn you watched, but that's the one I fast forward on. I don't get turned on by that. That use your lips only. Find a lubricant if it's not wet enough for you, but don't you dare spit directly on my lips or in your hand or anywhere. I don't care. I don't want to even know that you have spit in your mouth. What are we doing? Disgusting. All right, let's move forward. Shout out to Pastor Mike Todd, everybody. Shout out to him. But yeah, he is just another one. Ciao. All right, so there's a woman who decides to share her man's, her boyfriend who, he texted her after a night that she had out. And when she was out, she apparently got into a fight or was about to get into a fight with a whole grown-ass man. Her boyfriend wasn't with her. And I guess she was telling him about it. And his response to her was, I'm just going to read it verbatim. Yes, because what the F, babe? You are literally starting nursing school, but you instead of carrying yourself, he means, but instead of you carrying yourself like an upstanding model citizen, excuse me, you want to get into it with a dude at a club. Like, do you not see the disconnect here? Do better. You lucky I wasn't there because you would have gotten taken smooth up out of there. Let me make something perfectly clear for you. You are a representation of me when you are out in public. I bet not ever hear you getting into it with anyone, especially not no dude. You are a lady, but not just any lady. You are my lady. Okay. I love that term. Oh, that's my lady. She's my lady. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What? Ooh, it's sexy. Like, not no girlfriend, your lady. Because I feel like you see me as such, right? You know, I uphold this essence of being a lady and I'm yours. You know, I think it's sexy. I love it. You are a lady, but not just any lady. You are my lady, and you just need, and you know, you need to govern yourself as such. Do I make myself clear? That's literally this guy's text, her boyfriend's text. Now, we don't know what she said in response, but apparently he is obviously upset with her. I don't know how poorly she behaved exactly. Like, did she physically get into it with another man in violence? You know, what does that look like? Over what? And you see a picture of her next to him, well, next to this text. So there's two pictures, one of the screenshot of the text and one picture of her. She looks very classy in the photo, very pretty woman, well-dressed. But I could kind of see her getting wild and fighting with the guy. You know how you have those women who will definitely pick a fight with men and be like, I'll fuck your ass up. And it's like, no, but you won't though. Like, unless the guy you're referring to is small. And by small, I mean tiny. You know, like a small person, a little person. Unless that's what the case is, but no, he will fuck you up. I think some men out here will purposely let the woman beat on her, beat on him, just because he knows if he were to use an ounce of his strength, he would mess this girl up. She would be falling on the floor, crying victim, calling him a B for hitting a woman. It's like, but you've been asking for him to hit you. You've been poking the bear. And when he finally, not even really growl at you, but does that little, you're on the floor. Anyway, some people feel like he was talking to her as if she's his child. He was being chastising, yada, yada, yada. I mean, look, I think the last sentence, do I make myself clear, felt like a little reach. But I understand the sentiment. Pick me. Pick me. Pick me. 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 Because I already know. Pick me, Isha. Hello? I wear it proud. I'm black and I'm proud. Like, I don't care. I call a spade a spade. If a woman needs to be checked, she needs to be checked. It's not about being a pick me. It's not about still blaming the man. No. What are you doing fighting with a man? Getting into a physical fight with a man? Are you insane? Like, is it ever really that serious? And that's a problem. Sometimes women, men too, but I'm focusing on women right now, we don't know how to regulate our emotions enough, if at all. Some of us are better than others. And with that being said, we are victimized again and again and again and again by our own emotions and our lack of control. So I could only imagine that she is someone who gets into fights, whether arguments, emotional arguments, verbal arguments all the time, or physical arguments, physical fights, altercations all the time. She sounds exhausting, because what can a man, a strange man, say to you that could get you so upset to fight him? Will you ever see this man again? It's not about that. It's about respect. It's about principle. Who cares about principle? Spell it. Because some of y'all still spell it wrong. Some of y'all spell with a P-A-L. That's a whole different principle. Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to apologize again. I've been itching my nose the whole episode, but I pushed through. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. Hello, did you like the video on YouTube? Are you subscribed? Go ahead and click that subscribe button. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Leave a positive review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I will check in with you all next time. Peace. Happy eclipse. Happy eclipse.